ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba
Tuesday.
Now yesterday you said Monday and today oh I see what you're doing.
I just want people to know what day of the week it is. You know how in Ransom photographs, they held up a paper with today's date. I want them to know that this is real and legit, and this is happening.
Oh, that's good. That's a smart move. So tomorrow, if everything goes according to plan, you'll throw in the Wednesday.
Maybe I'll mix it up.
Can I, I'm not trying to one-up you, but can I throw in some sports scores?
Sure.
All right.
You just got to, you know, fill it in between the baboobas.
It has to be right. The timing is everything on this. Hi, everybody. I'm Bill, and that's Wendy. And as we learned just a moment ago, it is Tuesday, and we're thrilled that you're listening to the show. This is both the stream of consciousness, and it is also the bonus hour. And we've named it two things because we're hoping to be paid twice.
I see how you work.
I'm billing them for two different shows. It's the same show, but to the pencil pushers, they'll see two shows. Maybe we'll get extra money.
Always
Let's see
thinking.
What happens. Yeah, yeah. How about this? Do you know who Kira Sedgwick is?
I know you love her.
I'm a fan of Kira Sedgwick's. I like her work. I think she's a good actress.
And who is she associated with?
Well, she's married. She's been married for years and years and years to Kevin Bacon.
That's right. All right.
They have been...
I'm getting her and Keira Knightley mixed up, by the way.
Oh, I love Keira Knightley.
Okay, that's where I thought I got it confused.
You've seen my list. I have a list on my refrigerator of what I consider to be the best Keiras.
Yes.
And Keira Knightley is number one and has been number one for 4 years now.
Keira Sedgwick on the list?
She's always in the top ten.
And who else?
The other Keiras. They're all in there.
top 10.
Sometimes I'll slide in like somebody whose name is similar, like Zira from Planet of the Apes. I'll throw her on the list.
That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't. But there's not that many Keiras. It's one of those names that's just coming into vogue now. Although both Keira Knightley and Keira Sedgwick are in their 30s and 40s.
It's a really pretty name.
It's a beautiful name. Very pretty name. Keira Sedgwick just learned something that's kind of interesting. Some would say shocking. I'm right on the border of interesting and shocking. That's where my Walgreens is located, on the corner of interesting and shocking. Keira Sedgwick just found out that her husband, Kevin Bacon, is her cousin.
Okay, I am getting sick of these stupid DNA Facebook crazy things.
It's happening a lot.
It's not true.
Is it not? It's not true?
There's someone who, oh boy, I can't remember who's related to Bono. There's Larry David found out.
Yeah, that he and
Bernie Sanders
are cousins.
That's not true.
You don't think it's true? Keira Sedgwick, it says here.
Hasn't been talked about in a while.
Took part in a panel during the TCA, the Television Critics Association summer press tour on Sunday to promote her new ABC drama. She's in a show called 10 Days in the Valley. At the event, she was asked about a previous episode of the series Finding Your Roots, which is on PBS. For those of you unfamiliar with the show, they get famous people and they do a genealogy chart and they find out where that person is from. And a lot of times the person is shocked because they go, wow, I always thought I was Irish and I'm Tanzanian.
Right.
I had no idea. I was told I was Irish, but I'm Tanzanian.
You are?
I'm not. I'm just using that as an example. On the show, they revealed that she, Keira Sedgwick, and her husband, Kevin Bacon, are distant cousins. The couple who tied the knot in 1988 have two grown adult children. I figured, this is Keira Sedgwick speaking, although I don't do a good impression of her.
it didn't sound like her.
Do you think this sounds like Keira?
It wasn't that good.
I'm still working on it. It's a work in progress. I figured I was going to be related to Kevin Bacon. I like that she calls him Kevin Bacon, even though it's her husband. I would just go with Kevin.
Right.
But she didn't want any confusion with our Kevin, so she said Kevin Bacon. I figured I was going to be related to Kevin Bacon. I mean, most white people are related.
That's not true either.
I don't think that's true. That's not true. Every once in a while, because I have a fairly unusual last name, and somebody will go, they'll come up to me, and they go, are you related to Neil Leff? And I'll go, no, not always Neil. It's always a different name. But they'll go, oh, because I know Neil, and I figured you guys were related. But
not everybody with the same name is related.
No.
And Sedgwick and Bacon.
Very different. And she's from the South, and where is he from? He's from, like, somewhere extremely west, isn't he?
I was going to say east, but I don't know.
Oh, east? I thought way west.
She just is trying to sell the show.
I wasn't surprised, honestly, she said. If I found out my wife was one of my cousins, I would be extremely surprised.
You would be.
Very surprised.
Would you stay married?
Yeah, we're very much in love, Wendy.
Would you start listening to a lot of Jerry Lee Lewis music?
Yes. Immediately. We wouldn't know why. We'd go, wait, all of our CDs have been replaced by Jerry Lee Lewis CDs.
Strange hankering for the killer.
Put on the Lee. I wasn't surprised, honestly, she said. Frankly, I figured that was part of the reason that they both wanted to do both of us. Now, let me explain that. The show, that sounded awful.
The show didn't go dirty.
Approached them
right.
And said, we would like to do your genealogy tree and Kevin Bacon, yours too, and see what's what. So she just assumed they had somehow figured out they were related. I had to act surprised, said Kira Sedgwick, who is an actress. So acting surprised shouldn't be, it'd be an easy thing for her, right?
Because this would be a true surprise.
Oh, I'd be so shocked.
First thing you'd say, ew.
Yeah, that would be the first. I would make that squirmy. My whole body would be all squirmy.
That's a load of hoo-hockey.
I remember years and years ago, the classic television show Love American Style had an episode in which Ed Begley Jr., the great Ed Begley Jr., and an actress who you may or may not remember. Do you remember an actress named Sean Barbara Allen?
No.
She was in every made-for-TV movie in the 70s, and I think she played John Boy Walton's either girlfriend or wife on The Waltons. When you see her, I know you're Googling her. When you see her, and Sean is spelled S-I-A-N, Sean Barbara Allen. I'm telling you, if you watched any made-for-TV movie from 1970 to 1977, she was in it. She was the girl who couldn't get a date, and then some dreamboat would come by, and they'd fall in love.
Oh, yeah, she looks familiar.
Do you remember her at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see her? All right, so there was a Love American Style episode where he and she were brother and sister, but not naturally. Like, their parents had
Steps.
Both... Yeah, their parents had been married to other people and got a divorce, and then the brother and sister kind of fell in love. And I remember watching that, just even though it was Love American Style and it was a comedy... I felt like I had lice. Like, I just felt I felt dirty watching it, because they were a brother and sister who were pretending to not get along for their parents' sake.
Yeah.
But then when they were in private, they loved each other. And I just went, this is a weird episode of Love American Style.
Well, it shows that love has no boundary, like that show always did.
Yeah.
But that's like one of the Bradys hooking up with the other Bradys.
Yeah. Which they inferred in the Brady Bunch movie. And everybody
what?
Did.
What? Who?
You don't remember in the Brady Bunch movie?
Greg, I watched it.
Greg all of a sudden had a crush on Marcia. Like, he would watch her and
was
like,
this the Ben Stiller movie?
No, Ben Stiller wasn't in it.
His wife was. Christine Taylor. Is this the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, they made a mockery of the original.
It was either the first one or a very Brady sequel.
I guess I do remember
that. One or the
that.
Other. But I remember there was a scene where she was, like, changing her clothes, but there was a divider between them, and he was just watching the shadow, and he couldn't stop watching the shadow for changing her clothes.
I do remember that.
It was really weird.
But that was meant to be funny, you know,
right.
the real Bradys and their Brady.
They would have none of that.
Yeah.
They would have none of that.
But
Nuh-uh.
That's what it was like.
Right.
The John Boy Walton and this.
Yeah. Oh, it was awkward. And then, really, like...
You are so emotional.
Because both you and I have told the story that we each had a friend that wasn't allowed to watch Love American Style. Like,
yeah.
My parents encouraged me to watch. They're like, you want to find out about men and women? Go watch Love American Style. That'll teach you everything you need to know.
Well, my mom didn't encourage me, but we only had one TV, and she wanted to watch it, and we all pretty much watched TV together.
Fridays at 9.
Yeah. And, I mean, it was never like you have to leave the room now.
Yeah.
Although a girl I went to school with, her mom's like, yeah, you'll have to go up and play in your room. You can't watch this.
It was too racy.
I guess, but I guess it was.
Yeah. One of my best friends, Ed, his father he goes, under no circumstances are you to watch Love American Style. And there was much more dangerous things on TV than that. I don't know what, unless it was that one episode with Ed Begley Jr. that he saw and he went, oh, I don't, my kids can't be watching a show like this. He has a sister, for heaven's sakes. I don't want them falling in love Ed Begley Jr. did.
When we were growing up, sex was more taboo than like swearing or violence.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, you know, because our parents didn't want to talk to us about it.
Well, TV treated it like they would show a movie where people would get killed no matter, like a disaster movie. Like they'd show Earthquake or Towering Inferno and no disclaimers. Just here's something for the whole family to enjoy. But if there was anything even remotely sexual in a movie, there would be disclaimers all over it.
We Americans had a lot of hang-ups about sex.
Yeah, not anymore.
No.
No. Very free, open society now. It's all changed.
Thanks to Ed Begley Jr.
It's all changed. Yeah, he was the pioneer of both electric cars and modern sexuality, Ed Begley Jr.
We all laughed at him when he talked about those electric cars, by the way.
Can I tell you something? We had him on when I was at WLS. He was on as a guest. And I said, I bet you get this every day of your life, but you were like a punchline. And he's nodding as I'm telling him. He's like, I know. I go, and it turns out you were like a visionary. You knew the direction we needed to head in. And everybody was using you as a punchline. And he goes, I hear it every day.
He didn't care.
No, he loved it.
And what was he on most recently that he was really good in? Was he in Better Call Saul?
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah.
He worked at one of the law firms.
Yeah. That was Jimmy's boss for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, because he's really great in everything.
He's always good.
Everything he's in.
The first time I ever saw him in anything was on Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, where he played Steve, Mary Hartman's sister's boyfriend, who was deaf. And he was so good.
Oh, yeah.
He was really, really good.
I forgot. I really liked television back in the day.
Not anymore? You're done with it?
I like it in a different way. I mean, last night I just used my iPad and I caught up on I'm Dying Up Here and Twin Peaks, which again, I don't know what's going on, but I think I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
then,
just strange enough for you?
It's just, it's comical.
Yeah.
And creepy. So that's a good combo. And then I watched Preacher, just boom, boom, boom.
Boy, one strange show into another strange show into another strange show.
And I mean, that's how I watch TV now. Before it was just, you know, appointment. You had to watch it. And now it's like when you have time, you binge a little. And I realized that I don't like to watch current seasons of things because I don't like to wait till next week for it.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it.
Immediately.
Yep.
You broke a story earlier, not on the air, but you told me a story that I was pleasantly surprised to hear because I didn't see this coming, and then it became a news story. Share this. This is great.
Yes, David Letterman has decided to do a new series. He's going to host a Netflix series, which is weird because you just said you saw him on Norm Macdonald, and this question was brought up kind of like, what are you going to do now?
Norm Macdonald hosts a show called Norm Macdonald Live, where he has one guest for an hour. Almost always, I'm trying to think if any episodes have not been with a stand-up comic. Jerry Seinfeld was one, David Spade was one, Adam Sandler was one, David Letterman was one. I watched this one a few nights ago and loved it. I'm a huge Norm Macdonald fan. But one of his questions was, Norm Macdonald said, what's next for you? And David Letterman said, there is no next. I did what I wanted to do. I did it as long as I wanted, and now I'm done with it. So it's really surprising that just 2 weeks later, a week and a half or 2 weeks later, they would make this announcement.
This from Variety, and it was just announced today. David Letterman is returning to a regular TV gig, setting a deal with Netflix for a show that will combine long-form interviews with reports from the field, which means it's going to be excellent.
Yeah.
Netflix has ordered 6 episodes of the hour-long series to be produced by New York-based Radical Media and Letterman's Worldwide Pants banner. The untitled show is targeted to debut next year.
All right, two things. Thing number one is, I hope you'll remember this, but I said in watching this hour with him, the thing that kept playing and playing and playing in my head was how much I miss him. I really do. I knew I would miss him, but I miss him even more. And when I watched him for this hour, I'm like, oh, he's so good. And the other thing is, I remember him saying a couple of months ago, somebody cornered him and said, if you still had a show going now, what would you be talking about? And he said, Trump, from the beginning to the end, I would just be ripping on Trump and railing against Donald Trump. So I wonder how much of it will be that.
He said Netflix's announcement said the show would feature in-depth conversations with extraordinary people and in-the-field segments expressing his curiosity and humor. It's understood that production is set to begin in the fall and that some of the interviews may be filmed in front of an audience.
Oh, interesting. Good.
Letterman said, here's his quote, I feel excited and lucky to be working on this project for Netflix. Here's what I've learned. If you retire to spend more time with your family, check with your family first. Thanks for watching. Drive safely. God, I love him.
You know, when Johnny Carson retired, he kept saying to everybody, this isn't the last you'll see of me. I'm not going to host The Tonight Show anymore, but I'm still going to do stuff.
We believed
I'll be front
him.
And front. Yeah, and he wasn't. And I thought the same. I thought more so with David Letterman, who just seemed to want to walk away from show business. I thought, oh, no, it'll be years before we hear anything from this guy again. But he did keep making little appearances here and there. And now this news, if you're a fan of his, this couldn't be better news. This is great.
It's weird,
I'm
though,
so
that
happy.
He didn't bring this up on Norm Macdonald. I don't know when that was taped.
A week and a half ago. It's very recent. Because there's a bunch of things that had just happened that they talk about. So it's very recent.
And you feel like this, I don't know, could they have maybe seen him on there and said, hey, we've got this idea.
It sounds like the kind of thing that's been ruminating for a while.
Right, which I know you don't want to jinx it or mention something too early, but you'd feel like he'd drop some kind of hint like, yeah, well, you never know.
Especially with the question, what are you going to do next? Yeah, there's a golden opportunity, but he chose not to. All right, we'll do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll get some news in for you and then more show. Stay here. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
About beverage taxes and sweetened beverage taxes and how it shouldn't be included in some of the items. Jim went to Sam's Club and bought a 35-pack, which I know the question is, why don't they just give you 36? I don't know why, but it's a 35-pack of soda that he got in Cook County because he was just there, and he's like, I should have gotten this before, but I'm going to stock up now. It was $9.99 for 35 cans, and he comes out, and he said, I swear to God, I spent like $16 on tax because it doesn't, when you're buying a single can or something, it doesn't add up. So 12 ounces of 30 cans is 360 ounces. So that $9.99 now went up to like 14 something a case.
Just for the additional tax.
I know. And that's just so wrong.
Right. It's terrible.
And then I feel guilty because it's like we're having a party this weekend. So I'm not buying soda in Cook County.
Sold in 36,
which is why they
know
it's a 35.
It is?
I don't know why. Sam's Club does it and
they keep the extra can.
They must. It doesn't seem right.
It's always either.
No, because that was his whole Seinfeld deal when he came home. He goes, I can't believe I got stuck by these new drink taxes. I'm not buying it in Cook County anymore. I got 2 35 packs or three of them. And we all looked at him and said 35. He goes, I know. I thought it was weird too. Why not 36? So it has to
but
be 35.
Containers hold 12. That cardboard container.
Maybe
of
they made a new container to go one less to make more of a profit.
That's ugly.
I know.
I don't like that. Well, the
it's
same
like
thing.
You know what? I totally believe that. It's like everything.
Pack.
Have you looked at toilet paper lately?
Yeah,
we not only looked at it, tiny, tiny
we've
rolls.
We purchased it. we shop just, around first. Don't
know,
just look at
window
it.
Window
shops. It.
I'm not going to buy. I'm going to start using rags again.
Yep. Yep, like in the war.
No, I won't. I can't. But, I mean, the roll, not only are there fewer sheets, the roll is so much smaller.
A lot smaller.
So your standard size toilet paper holder looks ridiculous.
Right.
It looks huge.
That's why I get the big rolls all the time.
Yeah, well, there again, that's how they rip you off. They made them smaller, fewer sheets, and you just pay the same price.
These club soda containers always had, from the beginning of time, had 12 cans in them, and now it's 8 cans. Same price, so you're getting a third less, and it says handy 8 packs. But it's
not.
Sure,
yeah.
It's handy, but I'm going broke because you're not getting as much volume.
Yeah, does it say here, handy schlep?
Right.
Grab two.
How about the ultra handy 2 packs instead of just giving me 12?
You're so street.
Not that 2 pack. Respect.
I don't. There are zero calories in Canada Dry Club Soda.
Sure.
And I know it's not about the calories.
It's not. It's about
the sweetener.
You need to look at the ingredients.
I'm trying to find that, but I am not finding.
Just say, is there sugar in?
I did.
It's just going to say carbonated water. That's the only ingredient in there.
Because some of them have, and you don't get the flavored ones.
No.
Because those
are. Once in a while.
And how much do you think you paid extra?
An extra penny an ounce.
Per can.
So
I think it's worth going back and saying
I had eight of them times 12 is 180 and
96.
Thanks. And, I got two of those. So two so 8-packs. So that's
about $2.
Yeah.
There's no sugar.
Sugar tonight.
There's no nothing. There's no
fats. That's what I'm
there's
saying.
No
it's a miracle
cholesterol,
drink.
No sodium, no carbs, no right. sugars, no protein.
Yeah.
It's your zero beverage.
Yep.
And no sweetened. It's carbonated water, potassium bicarbonate, potassium citrate, potassium sulfate. No, there is no sugar sweetened
right.
anything.
Right.
So what
so
you should
either
have done,
they're just uninformed or everyone's just...
Making it up
making
as they go
a little
along.
Bit. Oh, we didn't know. Yeah.
But they got to fix that.
But then yeah. if everyone is just
it.
Not saying anything, then how do they know? You should have.
So do I go to the store, the Mariano's,
the service desk.
Individually, or do I talk to the head of Mariano's, or do I talk to Mrs. Preckwinkle or Miss Preckwinkle and say.
I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, I would go right to the county board on this one.
Go directly to the
yes.
county board.
Maybe you're a county commissioner.
I right. would take the sign off the thing that says that this is part of the sweetened,
taxable beverages.
Yes, and I would take it up to the service desk and go, you know what? And if you have your receipt,
yeah.
honest to God, I would bring it and I would say, listen, I know it's only 12 cents a can, but this
right.
is wrong. And how many people are buying this and getting charged for it? I thought you should know.
Yeah.
And either they'll say, oh, my God, thank you so much. Or they'll go, well, this is what we were told.
Here's what I'm afraid they'll do. I'll go up and I'll make that. I'll give the speech and then I'll hear this over the intercom. There is a little lost man in aisle 3.
No, because you'd be up at the front desk. You
all
could
right.
grab the mic away
right.
from her.
Give me
I'm
this.
Not lost.
I'm a professional.
But I would tell, I mean, a lot of times in stores, you know, they have a display item and a price, rather. It's
right.
displayed, and you go up because they always had specials on Coca-Cola products or Pepsi products.
Right.
It never seemed like it was any at the same time. So there'd be a sign up there, and as they're ringing it up, I'm kind of anal, so I always, like, watch
no, I
everything
always watch.
That goes.
Yep.
It's like, those are on sale. I'm like, no, it's Pepsi products this week. And I'm like, well, the sign is still
mm-hmm.
up there.
They
and they
have
and they
it.
Give it to you.
Absolutely. They
every
must.
Time.
Legally, they
yeah.
must always give it to you. And I love when they try not to. Well, that we just is the wrong sign. Too bad.
Well,
no.
yeah, but it's advertised as this.
Right.
And, they usually don't argue, but I just feel like you should at least, can you just call the Mariano's that you were at and say,
I would do that.
I got
sure.
a little bit of an issue. The more I think about this, and now there's news that Walgreens
right.
is getting sued for, you know, charging for unsugarfied beverages. And
can
I think,
say that word? Can
sure,
I say unsugarfied?
They may hang
yeah,
up on
you. I believe
this
was a water. Well, you know what? Maybe it was club soda.
One time. When
that's it, right? Club soda?
Yeah,
club
I
soda.
Thought I heard it was LaCroix or something
LaCroix
like that.
LaCroix is in the club soda family.
Yes,
that's
but some of
water.
The club sodas
you know
I think do
know what's funny
have...
about that is club soda.
Well, they soda tax. Everybody's calling
right,
it
right, yeah, that it's called club soda.
But because there's
it's
bubbles.
A soda tax, yeah.
yeah.
That's all that bubble.
When Dominic's was still open, one time Terry and I are shopping in Dominic's, and they have an end cap display of a certain kind of paper towel. And the paper towels sold for $2.49 for one, or a special $3 for $10. So I said to Terry, I go, am I doing the math wrong on this? You're paying more the more
to
you
get
buy.
The special.
Right. So there was a guy working there and I showed him and he goes, yeah. And I go, well, that can't be right. And he goes, yeah, it's right. I go, it can't be right because you're trying to offer a deal, but you're charging more for it. He goes, well, that's how it works. If you buy more, you're going to pay more.
Okay. First
that's
of all,
yeah, that's what, well, yeah,
that's not true, but. I bet you he has, you know, how many times do you think you've got taken by a special though?
Many times.
I don't think it's just like, oh, $2 for $5.
Yeah.
I'll get it. And then, you know, you look at the single item and it's like, you know, $2.20 or
right.
something.
Well, and I hate the new thing. $2 for $5. You have to buy two.
Right.
That's a newer thing too. Yeah. Cause I would never do that. I would just need one.
Right.
But no, then you have to pay full price.
Have you ever noticed this? And it's almost exclusively CVS. I think other stores may do this, but it's CVS that I always see. They'll have an item and they'll show you the regular price, and then they have the special discounted price, and it's the exact same price as the original price. And they, like, there's dozens of items around the store that offer that deal.
I always look. I always look under the tag. Always. I just see. I'm like, 5 cents, big deal.
Yeah, that's not enough.
We got to talk to Jill because I am shocked at this. Hi, Jill.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so I was at Mariano's, and the cashier plugged in the code or whatever for a pineapple, like a real pineapple.
Yeah.
And you know how they have the screen where you can see, like, the things that are being scanned in. And I noticed that the state tax, the beverage tax, show up there. And then she was, like, right away, like, she caught it right away. But
they're trying to tax you for pineapple, for natural sugar and fruit now.
I know. I was like, looked at that. I'm like, is that? And she's like, I know. I hate this too. It's so stupid.
It's just not.
And I'm like, for a pineapple?
That's not
right. It's not cut or dry. And what if there's pineapple juice that sugar is added to? Then it. See what I mean? There are too many variations in this.
Yeah. I think they said that, like, you can buy fruit juice, but it has to be 100%.
It can't be. Like, there's a bunch of juices that are like Five Alive, you know, those where it's the essence of juice, but they've added sugar to it.
Then so you get charged.
Then you get charged, yeah.
Right.
And the 100% juice is
something. I want to know.
Thank you for that. We appreciate
Jill.
Yeah. Okay.
Glad they caught it. And that's a good clerk, too, who said, wait a minute, you know, I'm not, this is messing us up.
Yeah, you really need to be on your guard for the next few weeks with this tax.
I'm bringing an attorney with me every time I shop now, Judy.
Well,
I'm bringing Rich Lankoff to Mariano's.
I feel like
with
this class action lawsuit is going to get really big.
I know.
Well, I mean, this is just all Walgreens in where he shops, but
it's got to be in other places, right?
And obviously, you're telling us it's at a Mariano's.
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming the clerk either, because you know what? They're doing what they're supposed to do. There's a button where it's like, you know, 12-ounce soda tax, so they would click that.
Right.
Places, though, that are, you know how churches will have a taxes exemption? I'm sure at some point you stood behind somebody in a store that's buying a whole bunch of things, and they flash a card that shows they're exempt from taxes because it's a church.
Yeah, I had that for the PTA.
Yeah. So
school
how does so,
how do
so
I get involved
get,
in one of these?
Yeah,
things.
You have a tax exempt paper.
Right. Ah, that's why I joined Jonestown for the discounts.
Just on Kool-Aid.
Right. Not on everything.
Unsweetened.
Unsweetened. Incredibly unsweetened. The most unsweetened.
Well, so, all right. Now, what if you buy, like, Weiler's lemonade where there's sugar in it, but it's not mixed. It's just the powder.
Yes, I think that's in it. Because it's prepared.
So that wouldn't count?
No, I think I did read that it did count.
Because it shouldn't count.
But you're right, because it's not prepared.
What about those little liquid bottles, those real small bottles that just have droplets of liquid that you put in your water to make it taste like grape or cherry or something? What about those?
But see, it should be covered.
Yeah, that should be covered.
What about a bag of sugar?
You know, I just realized, no, it's just drinks.
Okay, then why is the powdered Weiler's?
Right, and that's a good question, and we drink that lemonade all the time at my house. Yeah. So that's a really good. Oh, I don't live in Cook County.
What about Snappy Tom?
God, what have they done with Snappy Tom?
What is Snappy Tom?
That was a little tiny can of tomato sauce that was like.
Not sauce, a drink.
Tomato juice.
Yeah.
And my mom used to have them in the refrigerator, and they were ice cold. And honestly, after school, it was like a hot Bloody Mary fixins.
Yeah.
I didn't put vodka in it back then, but I did really enjoy the Snappy Tom because it really kind of burned your throat, and the only thing to make it subside was to drink more of it.
Right.
It was really good.
Interesting.
It was like a spicy V8, which they also had, but they don't have that anymore, do they?
I don't think so.
What's wrong? Why are they getting rid of the spices?
But in some stores, they have a bunch of drinks that are like beer with tomato juice in there.
I bought that by mistake one time. Modelo makes one.
Yeah, you're right.
And
beer with
good.
It's not.
Well, I like a beer in my Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Then you would love this, Judy. This is perfect for you.
It's actually not tomato juice. I think it might be tomato-based a little bit, but they also put hot sauce in. It's a michelada.
Yeah, that's what it's called, a michelada.
I bought it by mistake and, you know, went to slam Modelo in a can, and it was that stuff.
Oh, that'll shock your system.
It really was not what I was expecting, so it was, to me, very terrible. Maybe I'd try it again expecting it, but Isn't there clam juice in there, too?
Some of them, yeah. Yeah, those ones aren't in. I think the Bud Light does one with that. But, yeah, you don't want to slam it either. That's probably not a good thing.
One time in Las Vegas, we were staying at a hotel that had a champagne fountain. Because I like to live the high life.
Were you in it, or did you just drink?
You were not allowed to get in it. I found that out the hard way. But
Robin Leach there with you?
Yes, he was showering in it. So like you were allowed to just bring your champagne glass up anytime you wanted and put it in the, and you had unlimited champagne. It was excellent. Well, the next night I was there, and I just knew it as the champagne fountain. I didn't realize that they changed it from time to time. And the next night it was Bloody Marys, which I do not like at all.
Where's this hotel? Bloody Marys?
Yeah.
Sounds like a horror movie.
Doesn't it? It would look bad.
I took my glass, and I filled it, and then I drank it. And you know how when you're expecting one flavor and you get an entirely different flavor? I went into, like, a shock. My body just started, like, vibrating.
Okay, it looks quite different too. Did you not notice it was red?
I didn't notice because Bill's just putting his glass out. It was a very dimly lit area.
Oh yeah, okay, Vegas does that.
Yeah,
I want to know what hotel this is. And you know, we're moving. Our studios are moving to a different location, and we have been asked, you know, what we would like, and we all said, could we get some water?
Right.
I thought for sure you were going to say you asked for a champagne fountain.
Oh, I'm going to now. You should definitely get a champagne fountain. Right in the center, in between the newsroom and the on-air studio.
I think we need that
for
our guests.
It's a place where workers could just kind of congregate and talk about the day.
I think the news would be a lot better if we had champagne.
Yes, let's definitely ask for a champagne fountain.
I asked for a couch.
Judy, that's a bit much.
I just want water. Water and free coffee would really be...
But we get free coffee?
Not in the studio downstairs.
Oh, in the studio. Yeah.
No, it's bare bones downstairs.
Which is kind of embarrassing when you have a guest and it's like, yeah, can I get some water?
But we'll all be on the same level now. I know. So we should... Because up here we have free water and free coffee.
Oh, you guys are treated like
usually free lunch.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. We don't.
Downstairs.
No, we don't really.
No such thing as a free lunch.
Donald Trump called it a dump downstairs.
Hey.
He did.
I fixed up his green room.
He didn't say it.
The White House?
Yeah.
The White House? I know. That he's
But
now
did
saying.
He or didn't he? I can't
keep up
with this.
Of course he did.
Then why doesn't he just admit it? Well, it is. I'm going to fix it up.
Because he's used to living in places that look like a palace.
He has a champagne fountain.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a champagne fountain at the
at the White House?
Yeah.
He has a champagne urinal, I understand.
Oh, jeez.
if the stories about Russia are true. speaking of that, I have some very racy stories. Are you guys in the mood for them? I don't know. I know it's the internet. We're allowed a lot more
racier than your Chinese restaurant?
Yeah,
Go for it.
Everyone's looking at breasts. What was their tagline?
The whole city wants breasts. Or something like that.
In caps.
Yep. Here's a story that I find interesting for several reasons. This took place in New Jersey, in Howell, New Jersey, where a man was arrested for having he was watching the movie in a movie theater, the Emoji Movie.
Oh, I heard about this.
And he was pleasuring himself while watching the Emoji Movie.
Don't they have an emoji for that? And what would it be?
I don't know. Here's what it would be. An embarrassed-looking smiley face.
Yeah, with the cheeks red.
Yeah, just kind of an embarrassed, like...
like, whoops!
Okay, wasn't expecting company. Yeah, that kind of a look.
Well, I immediately think to myself that there are lots of kids in that theater watching the Emoji Movie, so that's...
Right, that's
the
incorrect.
Disgusting part.
Police in Howell, New Jersey are trying to get their hands on a man. Well, their hands are free. It's the guy in the story who do that. Are trying to get their hands on a man who they say was fondling himself during a showing of the much maligned children's film The Emoji Movie. What could possibly be
maligned?
Yeah, the critics.
Why don't they just call it what it is? The disastrous,
junk.
Yeah.
Junk.
Police are trying to discover why he was there, A.
Right.
B.
That's why they
why
were suspicious.
Anyone was there.
Why is there a guy in the movie theater? What's going on? Something weird must be going on.
The theater calls the police. They're like, what? Someone's there?
He only
there?
Pleasures himself to horrible movies. A woman watching the movie with her children on Friday noticed a heavyset man in his 20s or 30s sitting alone in the back row of the theater with his hands down his pants, police said.
God, just don't go to the movies. Just stay home and rent something.
Do you remember, now I can't remember the name of this movie, and I'm sorry I can't remember the name of it, but Do you remember when Meg Ryan was America's sweetheart? Like, she had been in a whole bunch
I've always hated her, but yes.
You hate Meg Ryan?
I can't stand her.
Judy, why?
In anything.
She's Meg Ryan. She was America's sweetheart.
Okay.
You won't tolerate Meg Ryan?
No, not Meg.
All right.
No Meg for
First
me.
Of all, we have to cancel our birthday present to you. Second of all, she was in a bunch of movies where they were like light comedic romps, and then all of a sudden she wanted to be taken more seriously as an actress. So she did some really dark movie with Andy... Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, okay.
Where she still acted the same as she did in her light rompy movies.
Maybe.
Because that's the extent of her acting. Experience.
Maybe a little similar.
Because there was one with Andy Garcia, too, where she was an alcoholic.
Oh, right.
That, she was
that
really,
Al Franken wrote.
Yeah, that's a really good movie.
It's a really good movie. All right, so in this movie, I don't remember everything that happened, but I do remember it was a really dark movie and a really dark role, and at some point in the movie, Meg Ryan is without her clothing. She seduces Mark Ruffalo, and I remember this so clearly. Like, all of a sudden, it was a theater that maybe had 25 or 30 people in it. Everybody just kind of spread out watching the movie. So in this one scene, Meg Ryan all of a sudden doesn't have any clothes on, and she comes out into the bedroom where Mark Ruffalo is waiting. And this guy's sitting all by himself in the back row. He does this. Oh, yeah. Really loud. So and everyone in the theater, everybody looks back and he's like, here's the moment we've all been waiting for. Or maybe just you, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we were kind of caught up in the story until just now. Oh, yeah. He just got so excited by that.
Why don't you like Meg Ryan? She is so likable.
Really?
And now, gosh.
Never seen her in anything that you've liked.
No, yeah,
the Harry Met Sally, I thought that was adorable.
Sleepless in Seattle?
That was pretty good, too.
That was very good. Nothing for... No. No.
What has she done for us lately?
Nothing.
She's not been in much
what
lately.
What has she done for us ever?
You're jealous.
No. Are you jealous
That's
of Meg
jealous.
Ryan?
She just, I've she just was always in, thought she was so...
She was in Goodbye Girl, the movie. Is that why you're jealous?
Oh, is she really?
No.
Marcia Mason.
No.
Oh, that's right.
No, I've just never... She just, to me, was such a lightweight all the time. Maybe because she thought she was so cutesy. I just never...
Is that what it is?
Yeah, she was too cutesy for me.
Oh, no. Is there a male...
I take my actors very seriously.
You should. Yeah. Is there a male equivalent? Is there a guy, an actor that everybody likes that you go, that's like Meg Ryan. I can't watch this guy.
Dude, she reminds me of like a Justin Bieber, to tell you the truth.
Oh, really?
Kind of, yeah. She's like in that same
interesting.
Vein. But an actor, no, I'm not. No one's coming to mind that would be her counterpart.
Hmm. I had no idea you had these feelings toward Meg Ryan.
I just, yeah, I've never
you
liked
just don't
her.
Like her? Mm. Is she like
you your... guys probably did have someone you don't.
You know how Wendy is with Julie Andrews, where she just flat out refuses to see anything with Julie Andrews? Is she like that with you?
Oh, no, I've seen all her movies.
You just don't like them?
I just, yeah.
All right. Or don't like her.
I mean, I don't hate her. I just, yeah, she, I don't think
Does
she's, a,
do
I don't think
him.
She's a good actress at all.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, right. She's a bad actress.
Yeah. All right.
And she's really messed up her face.
Yeah. Do you remember an actress?
With the Botox and whatever she's done. It's terrible.
Do you remember an actress? This is very obscure, but maybe you guys will remember her name. Lindsay Krause. She was married to David Mamet for a little while. Lindsay Krause had no emotion at all. There was no emotional range at all. She was never happy. She was never sad. She was never angry. She was never anything. Like in every movie that Lindsay Krause was in, I would just turn to Terry and I'd go, there was no other actress
and
available.
And she was in many movies?
She was in a lot of David Mamet movies because that was her husband. But she was on Hill Street Blues for a little while, playing again the same character. Totally emotionless.
Was she the main woman character, though?
In several movies, she was. Not in Hill Street Blues. She was just a cop for one storyline. But that was... I'd see her name in the credits. Like, oh, she's in this movie? I don't need to see this.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't understand. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll close things off. Thanks, Judy, for hanging out. I'm sorry our surprise of bringing Meg Ryan to the studio.
I'll have what she's having.
Don't. She'll get upset. She'll get upset. All right, a little more coming your way next, Bill and Wendy WGN.
All right, William, we're beyond our time.
We're history. This show's over.
This show's over. And I'm not going to Wrigley Field. That was the worst Hawk Harrelson ever.
I don't think it was. Oh. It had just enough lovable bitterness.
Yeah, I guess.
Just enough. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Tomorrow should be a fun show, the Wednesday show, the middle of the week show. Thousands of guests, prizes, a limbo dance contest.
Boy, this is going to be good.
It's going to be a lot of show tomorrow.
Happy Humper.
Tune in. That's personal. It's way too personal.
I'll tell you that tomorrow.
Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.